This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With Gary Cohn's looming departure from the White House, the meeting he had been working on, CEOs of steel and aluminum using companies explaining to the president why they are opposed to his tariffs, is obviously off. We, though, know a steel company CEO who is always good to talk to get some insights from. Lisa Goldenberg is her name. She is the president of the Delaware Steel Company. Lisa, it's good to talk to you again.
Great to speak with you.
I have to tell you, when this news broke last week, everybody around here was like, oh, we got to call Lisa. And I'm like, you know what? Let's let this sit for a little bit and get her a chance to think about it. And then we'll get her on the phone. So here we are
on
the phone.
I have to tell you that wherever I go, people have been saying to me, when's Kai calling you? I wait, strangers. I am in Arizona and two people walked up to me in the lobby whom I've never met. And said, are you Kai's steel lady?
Oh, there you go. Well, there you go. So now that we got you on the phone, that's a great story. What do you think?
Well, it's an exciting time. For my company, tariffs are a good thing. But I wear a lot of hats, as you and I have discussed. Yeah. I think this is the kind of thing, what's good for the goose is not necessarily good for the gander. So when we talk about manufacturing, just to give a primer and take it back a step, traditional big steel mills where the steel is actually made, this is very, very good for big steel. There's manufacturers, and that's where we get into a tricky part. I sell into what we call non-residential construction. So that's big box stores and what you see in your community. Those prices on the goods that I sell, the companies who manufacture product, have gone up 30% overnight.
Wow.
So they will continue to rise. They will continue to rise.
Are your clients coming to you and saying, Lisa, you're killing me here. I can't pay this. I'm going to have to pass this on to my customers.
Absolutely. 100%. And when Wilbur Ross goes on television talking about the price of a can of Coke, I honestly, he's a guru and I highly respect him in what he does. I have no idea what he's talking about. Right. I'm charging manufacturers 30% more in the last 2 weeks, and I will continue to raise that number. I will be in the market. I'm a warehouse, but I'm also a trader. So I pass on not all, but most of it as soon as I can, of the increase, the increase.
Are you, as the CEO of a steel company, are you hiring? Are you going to expand?
Well, I'm cautiously optimistic. We will have a very strong quarter. This is a once in a lifetime. This is where you make money. The question is, when this, quote, falls apart, when this changes, I don't want to be left with extraordinarily high-priced inventory. So I need to be extra, extra cautious. Let's remember, there are no new tariffs. This is a conversation.
Right. It sort of sounds like, when you're using words like when this falls apart, it sounds like either you think these tariffs might not be all that they're going to be cracked up to be, or like President Bush, they're going to go into place, there will be WTO conversations and European retaliation, and they're going to be pulled back.
Of course they're going to be pulled back, and they may be pulled back before they even happen. We will have tariffs. It might be a way to negotiate NAFTA. It's old and antiquated. Maybe this is a negotiation strategy. The president negotiates with a very big stick. So you go in with a lot of drama. People freak out. Now you sort of negotiate. So at the end of the day, we will have tariffs. Do I think they will look like what's proposed? No, I do not.
Lisa Goldenberg at the Delaware Steel Company of Pennsylvania. Lisa, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon, huh?
You bet. Thanks so much.